Hello, and welcome to the Consistent Profits Podcast, brought to you by Inside Out Trading and Brian McAvoy, where the focus is on consistency. Because when you have the consistent part down, the profits become easy. Hello, everyone. This is Brian McAvoy with a new episode of the Consistent Profits Podcast. Today, I'm excited to be interviewing Agnieszka Wood. Agnieszka is a trading mindset coach and founder of Ahead Coach. She helps traders who want to make a career from trading but struggle with profit consistency to create a solid mental basis for achieving trading success and financial independence. Thank you so much for being on the Consistent Profits Podcast.
Hi, Brian. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me. And it's a pleasure.
Okay, great. Glad to have you. Just so you know, everybody, Agnieszka helps traders stop failing and start following their trading plan so that they can make consistent profit and live the life they want, because as she puts it, no strategy can make you stick to your trading plan, but I can show you how to do it. And she bases her coaching on over a decade of trading experience and 20 years of expertise as an NLP master practitioner and trainer and a life coach. And she discovered a simple but very powerful approach to breaking the cycle of failure and transforming trading into a reliable source of income. Again, thanks for being here and for being game for the interview. Now, before trading, you had done quite a few different things, such as working in marketing, in the automotive industry, freelance design, and other creative work. So how did you wind up in trading? I mean, that's like not exactly, you know, a logical jump. How did you wind up, trading,
Yeah, definitely not logical. And I can tell you that when I told my friends that I started trading, they were totally flabbergasted and they were like, but how? You are a creative person. So what do you have to do with financing? So because I have, you just said, I have been doing a lot of different things, I am just incredibly passionate about starting new things, new challenges, and just learning new things. And when I met my current husband, he was always looking at his phone and, you know, looking at something, and I had no idea what he was looking at. And then very shortly after, I found out that even when we were on a date, he was like, you know, trying to check his phone. And now I understand why he was doing it while being with me. Even, you know, it's kind of hard to stay away from when the market is open, right?
He must be a pretty good guy to survive that.
Well, he's the best, and especially when I was struggling with my trading, he was the best support I could have ever wished for. So yeah, that's how I started. Basically, I saw him trading and I started getting interested, and I saw the charts, price going up and down. I thought, this looks so easy. I'm just going to get in when it's down and I'm just going to get out when it's up. So that's how I started, basically with that exact approach. This is going to be a new challenge, but I'm just going to succeed.
Huh. So what had you been doing like right before you started trading? What was your occupation right before that?
Actually, I had my own company at the time. I was running a marketing services company, which was doing very well. So I had no problem with money. I had, you know, enough savings to open my account and not have any financial pressure. So my beginning was very optimistic, and I just thought, I just put some money in and I just start to play. This was a very open thing for me to do, just starting out that way. And the moment that I decided to move to the US, which was 2 years later, I thought, you know, I closed my company because that was back in Europe, in the Netherlands. And I came to Miami Beach and I thought, this is just the perfect moment to start trading for a living, because look at this lifestyle. It's all about freedom, right? So this is the right moment.
Huh. Wow. So you just decided to close up your other company, huh?
Yes. So I closed up pretty much my life back in the Netherlands and I moved here. Miami Beach. At that time, I actually got the job offer from my previous supplier. He said, you know what, now you're in the US, we have operation here, we would like you to help us running it since you are in the location. So I was actually freelancing for them. So I had a very well-paid job doing it from home, different time zone. So I was able to learn trading, because at that time, I already had some losses. as you can imagine, right? Because I had no idea what I was doing. So I already took some losses and I thought, you know what, when I'm going to do this for a living, I have to learn. So I took a bootcamp of 3 months. I paper traded for probably 2 to 3 months and I started life. But because I decided, just like with everything else in life, I have to fully go for it. Because if I don't, it's not going to work. So I gave up my great paid freelance job and I started trading for a living. I did have some savings, not 2 years as everyone was saying, because I thought I'm smarter than that. Very arrogant attitude at that time. Thank God the market made me much more humble and brought me back to the earth. And I started day trading. And my first 2 weeks were absolutely amazing. I made $10,000 in the first 2 weeks. I was very, very disciplined. And then in the next week, I lost it all. And that's where the usual journey started. Fear, hope, greed, you know, very typical journey. And I started really struggling. And that took me about 2 years before I thought, this is not working. I got to do something. 2 years of tears, sweat, frustration, anger, all the emotions that you can possibly imagine, and simply not understanding, why am I not succeeding in this? Because I had success everywhere else in my life, everywhere. Everything I took in my hands turned into gold. What is going on here?
Huh. Well, so as far as you said, it took, you said like 2 years.
Yes.
What was kind of a turning point for you? What was like an event or something that happened that caused things to start turning around for you?
Yeah. So my health started to really take a toll. So the stress was pretty immense at that point because I was hitting my head on the wall. Like, you know, it was just a Sisyphean task at some point. You know, I would really stay disciplined for a month. And then on the last day of the month, the pressure and everything just took everything out. And it was going on and on for a while. So I started getting really stressed. My body started to give me signals of, this is just not good for you. And actually, I had pretty intense incident where just one day, all of a sudden, my blood sugar dropped to level 30. And I was home at that time on my own.
Wow.
And it was just, I was fine. And then suddenly my blood sugar, I didn't know that obviously because I just started to feel weird. And I decided to, and you know, that has never happened before to me. But because I didn't know what was going on, I called an ambulance and they came and they checked my blood sugar. And they said, you know, you could have died. So they really scared me. They really scared me.
Yeah.
And I got so scared that I can die anytime, you know, that fear of you find one moment and then something is happening another moment really woke me up that my body was giving me signals of, you know, stress and I had all kinds of pains and it was just like, I couldn't explain any of it. But that particular incident was just like the top of the mountain. And from that moment on, I decided to stop trading. And my doctor said, why don't you go and talk to a psychologist, right? Maybe she can figure out what is going on, where all the stress is coming. And because I really didn't want to stop trading, I mean, of course I knew where the stress was coming. I mean, come on. I did want to lie to myself, but I knew it deep down. But I said, okay, I'll go. And I remember that I was sitting there and one thing, she was very young. And because I was a life coach, I had all the knowledge. I was like, what is she going to teach me? What is she going to teach me? But she made a huge difference because of one question that she asked me.
Oh.
She said, okay, so you're trading and you say, possibly this could be a source of stress. Why don't you just stop? And at that moment, I just completely broke into pieces and I started crying like crazy person, you know. I it came like out of my, you know, heels basically. And I said, because I can't stop. And that for me, I remember I walked out the door and I thought, wow, that just scared me. I was like, this is crazy. This is not me. What does it mean I cannot stop? So that was the moment where I stopped and I thought, I got to figure this out. Like, what is that need? Why am I so fixated on it? Why do I need to make this happen? And I started actually going very deep into my into myself and trying to figure it out. Like, what was that? What was I trying to prove? To whom was I trying to prove it? What were the mechanics behind all this? Mm-hmm. And luckily, I had the background to do that for myself, which, you know, throughout this whole period, I had the background, but there was no catalyst, no someone that would point it out to me. Like, my husband was telling me, you know, don't take it too seriously. Like, you can do other things. You have so many talents, you know. But if you have that need, if you have the desperation, that belief behind it, it's just going to drive you. And like, the worst behaviors were triggered in me during trading, and I didn't understand when they were coming from. So when I did this research on myself, I discovered that I was really handling a lot from a survival instinct, which I had a very strong one. I developed it throughout my whole life. Mm-hmm. And a lot of behaviors that I was, the sabotaging behaviors, were coming out of my triggers that I have been developing throughout my whole life. So that's where everything started pivoting. And I thought, you know what, I just need to take a break. I just need to distance myself from this, because otherwise this is not going to work. And I remember that after a few months of, you know, taking a break, not putting the pressure, I started looking at charts again. And I thought, you know what, let me just look, not necessarily trade because I have to, but let me just look at the chart, see how I feel, like feel the temperature. Am I healed yet? You know what I mean? Like, do I feel pressure or stress? And I remember I cleaned all my charts. I did not listen to Twitter, to any chat rooms or anything. I thought, I'm just going to see if I can figure it out myself, for myself. And it was just such a nice experience. And I started like making plan, you know, like looking at the trades. Okay, if I would do this, how would that work? And just slowly started building that confidence again, which was totally shattered at that point. Mm-hmm. And at some point I was like, okay, you know what, let me just take one trade and then let me take another trade. And they were all working out and I had no stress. My trades were working out and I thought, this is completely crazy. And I started noticing that, you know, the old behaviors or old thoughts were coming up, but I was dealing with it very different way. And it was such a relief. And yeah, that's basically, the rest is history, because I simply started trading again.
Well, when you say some of the old thoughts were coming up, but you were dealing with them differently, like, what kind of thoughts are you talking about? And how did you deal with them differently than you did before?
Yeah, so I would note, first of all, I would be aware of them. I would notice them coming up, you know, that fear of losing. Like, I would, so let's say I'm entering a trade, but my risk was much slower. And then I would tell myself, no, you don't have to. You don't have to make money. You don't have to make money. You have money to live off. This is not, if you lose this money, this is just part of that game. So I was very much more aware of accepting the risk before I entered the trade, instead of just focusing on, I need to make money. I need to be right on this trade, because I have to prove that I can make this work. And, you know, that reference point that I used to have of, I always make things work, so I kind of have to prove it to everyone else. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even telling anyone I was trading at that time. It was just for me. Right. And that really helped me to say, no, this is for you. If this doesn't work, it doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't make you a failure. I was talking a lot to myself too. I was giving a lot of love to myself, let's say it that way. And when I felt that I feel stressed that something is coming up, I would just stop and say, okay, then I don't take this trade because my body is telling me I shouldn't, right? It just doesn't feel good. So I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. And it's not like I just jumped back into it, but I slowly started building that confidence that if I feel comfortable with something and if I don't stress, if I don't push, it just works out much better for me. And then I noticed that it works out much better in the market.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Actually, I'm glad you mentioned that because one thing I've heard come up in a few different conversations over the years, specifically with regards to trading, and that is comfort zones.
Yes.
So there are some people who say, you know, you should stay in your comfort zones, and other people say, no, you're supposed to stretch them. And what I've learned over the years in my own experience, but also working with a lot of other traders, paying attention to your comfort zones is huge. And here's why. If you're outside your comfort zone, by definition, you are in an emotional state.
Exactly.
By definition, because that means, yes, I'm feeling stressed over here. I'm outside my comfort zones. I'm feeling uneasy. I'm feeling stressed. I'm feeling some fear, anxiety, all this stuff that's not helpful for good trading.
That's right. And it takes you, the market is putting you in a comfort zone already because we tend to want to know what's going to happen, right? We want to know if we are making the right decision. And in the market, you are out of comfort zone because you have to make decisions that you just simply don't know if they're going to work out. So you are by definition out of your comfort zone. But then that's in a relation to the market. But if you add your personal comfort zone where you feel stressed just because you're afraid to lose money or for any other reason, like just simply badly, you know, because you can have a certain anxiety and not really understanding where it's coming from. Mm-hmm. And if you ignore that, this is going to influence how you manage the trade.
Oh, sure. Big time.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and seriously, I mean, the fact that what you were saying, you know, when you came back into it, that, you know, you were taking it easy and you were paying attention when you felt stressed and your signals from your body and that kind of stuff. So that, you know, yeah, if you're feeling that way, you didn't take the trade. And that's huge because you have to be calm when you're trading, not
yeah.
just forced calm, but you're just actually calm and not fearful or stressed and that kind of stuff. I mean, yeah, there's the element of uncertainty there and the unknown, of course, but you have to be at peace with it.
Exactly. And that's not easy. That's not easy. Yeah. And you know, it's like, actually, I had this way to measure it because I remember that I would, when I was stressed, when I was trading, I would usually like dress up and, you know, like, so I feel I would dress up for work, right? And I would feel, okay, now I'm working. And I would always put a lipstick on. And then after an hour or so, I would see my lipstick all over my journal. And I noticed that when I was stressed, I would just like, you know, go with my hands over my lips. I would be doing something weird. So later on, this was like a measure for me, whether I was stressed or not. It just popped up back in my head. I completely forgot about it, but I use that actually to see like, am I relaxed or am I, you know, subconsciously stressing out?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now one thing I noticed, particularly on your site and on your LinkedIn profile and stuff, that you mentioned confidence and courage, and their critical role in trading.
Yes.
Now, I wanted to ask you about that because when it comes to trading, there are a lot of facets and aspects to, you know, being a trader. How did you wind up focusing on these two in particular?
Yes. So I think confidence is so important to do anything in life and to achieve anything in life. And I am talking about the confidence that is not born out of competence, because a lot of times that's where traders think they can tap into. If I know how to do it, then I will feel confident. But I learned in my life that if I am confident, if I believe, and I'm talking really about the confidence that comes from inside, the belief in yourself. Can I do it? Because if I believe that I can do it, the rest is just the action. But I have to believe first that I can do it, that I am confident in myself, that if I go for something, I will just commit to it and go for it no matter what, no matter what challenges I will encounter on my way. That takes, you have to have that before you attempt anything, because that will define how you guide yourself through that process. And a lot of traders tap confidence from competence. And it's a huge problem, because every time when they have a loss, they think, oh, I don't get it. And now they feel insecure. Now they don't think they can make it. Now they don't feel confident anymore, you know? But to build that confidence about yourself goes so much deeper, because it goes back to, what do you believe in about yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Do you believe you're worth the success? Do you believe that you can actually make it? Do you believe that you're good enough? And those beliefs define whether you will achieve success in anything in life. So that's about confidence. That's why I think it's such an important factor. And that confidence also gives you that certainty that even if you fail, you will still be fine. Because you know that if you fail, you will get up. Because failing is really not failing. It's more like falling. Mm-hmm. You fail if you fall and don't get up, then you fail. And I forgot who said that, but someone actually has a quote about that. So it's not that I came up with that. But if you fall and you get up, you take that fall as a feedback. Mm-hmm. You can learn from it and then move on. So having that confidence that no matter, it doesn't matter if I fall, but as long as I can get back up and follow my plan and adjust, that's where I can actually achieve success. And courage is connected to that uncertainty that I mentioned. You have to have courage to make decisions without knowing if it's the right decision. Mm-hmm. And it takes simply courage. And it takes courage to take the responsibility for your decisions.
True.
And that goes back to wanting freedom. You know, traders trade because they want to be free. And I talked about it recently during my presentation, that if you don't have the courage to take consequences, which are sometimes, you know, not pleasant, then you are not ready to be free. You're not ready. If you're not ready for the responsibility, then it's not very likely that you're going to have the success you want, because success goes with ups and downs. Success, like once you're successful, it doesn't mean that you know, there's no challenge in your life. I think you need the challenge to achieve success, right? That's how you achieve success. You overcome challenges and you say, yes, success. Mm-hmm. That's what success is me anyway.
Oh, yeah. Well, and one thing that you mentioned that brought another thought to mind is kind of related to that, as far as, you know, dealing with the challenges that are going to come with pursuing something. Just mm-hmm. I was reading a quote, and I really liked it, because what they were talking about is, you know, it's one thing that's real important is that you get clear on what you want, but not only identifying what you want, but, you know, do you want it bad enough, or do you want it enough that you're willing to put in the effort required to get it and go through what you're going to have to go through? to realize it. And if
totally.
if you don't feel that passionate about it, maybe you should think twice about pursuing it. Because yeah, anything worth having, it's going to take some effort and probably some challenges along the way on its way, you know, on your way to getting there. And so you just,
yeah,
do I want it bad enough to actually, you know, go through what I'm going to need to go through to get there? Because with trading, it's the same thing. I mean, because like, you know, you're saying, yeah, you know, when you came back to it, it's like, you know, you wanted to kind of prove it to yourself, but also just obviously, like most of us, the trading is pretty cool. So it's like really hard to walk away from.
Yes.
But there are some people that get into trading and they're only getting into it because they think, yeah, you know, it's a way to make money. I don't really enjoy it. The charts aren't really that interesting. And they don't have that, you know, that inherent, yeah, I just really like this. And so it's like they're starting off like with a huge, you know, mark against them, because it's like, you better figure out how to find some drive, because it's going to take some work to get there.
Totally. And, you know, I always compare it with applying for a job. If you're applying for a job and you go to a company, they want to know why you want to work for them. They want to know why you want to do this job. If you tell them, well, because I want to make money, they're not going to hire you. Right?
That's a good point. True. Very true.
It's there is always, there has to be a drive, because and I always say the money is not a reason to do something. It's the result of your effort. It should never be a reason for your effort. Mm-hmm. Because it's very short-sighted. You will just get simply very quickly discouraged. And yeah, when the challenges come on your way, you will be questioning. You will question immediately whether you really want it or not. And then if you decided you didn't want it, it's like you just wasted your time and maybe money.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, how many traders are there that they want to trade for money? It's like, okay, it's a good, you know, good income source. I'll take a course. They pay a course. Then they pay maybe a coach. And then they find out, you know what? I don't really feel like looking for stocks to trade. It's like, how do these people make money? And now they have wasted all this time, money. They probably have lost some too. Mm-hmm. And they drop it.
True.
So that's a waste.
Well, speaking of new occupations, so you had your own business, you left that, started trading, went through your learning curve with that. How did you wind up helping other traders and deciding that, okay, yeah, you know, I've got a handle on this. Now I want to, you know, start coaching other traders. How did that happen?
You know, I was always passionate about realizing my dreams. I know it sounds so very vague, but, and also helping people realizing their dreams. And when I started studying NLP, I got even more passionate about it, because I realized how much power we have that we can use to get anything we want. And I saw that not many people are actually using that power. And trading was for me the very first thing in my life that actually proved itself more challenging than anything else that I have experienced. So after this whole struggle, and, you know, when I finally managed to get myself out of the losing cycle, I thought, this is maybe a good time to start sharing those insights that I have learned here and help people to break through their mental barriers and help them achieve their dreams. Because I was so excited about it. And I thought, now I have the knowledge, now I have the experience. But I can tell you that I found myself caught in between. Do I help everyone or I help traders? I was like, do I really want to get into this trading world, which, you know, is pretty tough world, right? It's all about money. There is a lot of money focus. It's like, do I want to get into that area, or do I want to get to this fast? I can help you realize your dreams. So every time I was working on, like, okay, so what's my vision? What do I want? I would go back and forth. And then I finally decided, you know what? I actually do want to work with traders, but it has to be It has to be meaningful for them. I don't want to work with all the traders who are just there for a quick buck and, you know, make a million in a month. I want to work with traders that are really intending to make this a career, to make it for a living, because of what you said, because of the commitment, because I knew that if I do that, I'm just going to put 150% into it like I do in everything. And I just don't want to pull anyone to do that. You know what I mean? I want people to really want it. And I saw also more urgency in helping traders than people to realize their dreams, because I thought, you know, people have all kinds of dreams, and if they don't get realize their dreams, like, okay, maybe someone wants to have a great job, or someone maybe wants to have a boat, I don't know, right? There are all kinds of dreams. I thought traders had more urgency because they're losing money. Mm-hmm. And I came across people who were losing their life savings, and they were in trading, just putting more and more into their account. And I thought this has so much more urgency to help them because they are on the clock, you know? It's like there is more need there for urgency. And maybe you have heard, I'm sure you have, that the way we trade is the way we live, right? So what ended up happening now is actually the traders who went through my program, the Confident Trader, not only transformed their trading, but now they also saw a lot of positive changes in their life. So in a way, I do help both.
Oh, very true. Very true. Well, speaking of, you know, you helping other traders and you got a program, when somebody does reach out to you and they want to work with you, what's that like? What, as far as, you know, how you help people, what's the experience like for the people that you help?
Yes.
Your program, how does that work?
Yeah. So first, usually I get on a call with someone to qualify, and that is really to qualify to kind of, get clear for both of us to get clear is what are your goals? What are your challenges, which usually are the same type of challenges, but what are your goals and where are you in your life? At what point in your life are you? So during the call, I already kind of, you know, talk around it and sometimes simply give some advice on, you know, maybe this is not the best moment. Like if you're struggling to pay your bread, maybe this is not the best moment to try to solve your issues in trading. I think you should probably first solve your financial issues. Because, you know, there are certain conditions where you have to create those conditions in order to be successful, right? You have to set yourself up for success. And the second part, which is very important, is do you want to trade for a living, or is this just something you just want to do, you know, just like, okay, if it works, it works, but I just want to try. I don't work with people who want to try, because I'm more like the Yoda from Star Wars, I think he said, there is no try, just do it, something like that. And
yeah, actually the phrase was, there is no try, do or do not.
Exactly. So you see, I'm not very Star Wars fan. Are you?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I remember that phrase. That was one of the classic ones. Sure.
Yeah, yeah. So, because if I go for something, I don't try. I don't do things to try. I do it to enjoy it and then I see what comes out of it, right? But the most important thing is that I enjoy it. It has to be enjoyable. And I do have certain idea where I want to bring it. And then I see how I can steer it there. So, you know, that is how we basically begin. And once we decide, okay, this is a good fit and we are going to work together, you enter the Confident Trader program, and then I am with you for 6 months. I'm really there for you. And the program itself is 3 months. Where we work, so you get access to online platform, and you get homework assignments every week, and once a week we have coaching calls where I help you to get through the transformation. So the whole program, it's not a theory. I developed the program myself based on my experience and my knowledge. And I take you through the transformation. And it works the following. I always say, I'm very intuitive, but I cannot read your thoughts. So what I need is I need you to give me information. And all the content that I have developed is in order to give you insights into yourself and give me information from your insight so I can work with that and help you go through the process of the transformation on of finding out your beliefs, your sabotaging beliefs, your triggers, your patterns, your thinking patterns, but also your behavioral patterns, and help you change them. And we work on developing mental skills for you to be able to manage your own thoughts, therefore controlling emotions, and also build conditions around your performance. Because I believe that to sustain a change, you really need to have the conditions. You have to set yourself up for success. So like, you know, when you try to lose weight and you go to the gym for 3 weeks and then you come back and your wife is cooking all fat food, which is yummy, but probably not supporting your new lifestyle, you'll probably get back to where you were, right? So we don't want that in trading. So I help you build the new conditions around in your life so that everything supports the change so it can actually, you can sustain it. And then the next 3 months is accountability track where I still work with you very closely to make sure that all those new patterns, new behaviors settling in properly. And so that the whole thing is 6 months. And then I don't drop you either. You're always in my universe. I say, once in my universe, you're always in my universe. And I regularly check up on you. I also have a membership program where we meet every week and we have additional sessions to practice mind awareness and mind discipline. And that is exclusively for my traders, for my students. And I also just started this year Mindset Coaching chat room, which is also exclusively for my students.
Ah, excellent. Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's how, you know, that is basically how it develops. I have a Facebook group for my students. And this year, we will also have a mastermind weekend retreat at the end of the year to go even higher. So a lot of things coming, you know, there's a lot of support and I call regularly with my students. I'm very approachable. You can always ping me and, you know, I'm there. I always want to know what's going on with you. And I have students emailing me every evening, telling me how their day went. So it's a really great community. I love it. They support each other. They, you know, becoming friends with each other. So, yeah.
Very cool. Sounds like a pretty good experience.
Yeah.
Now, as far as if somebody wants to, find out more about you or, you know, contact you to find out more, is it best to go to your website, which is aheadcoachcorrect.com?
Yes, aheadcoach.com. Yes. It's like ahead and a coach, but it's also to be ahead of your head because you have to be ahead of all those triggers that are coming at you while you're trading.
Gotcha.
So, you know, it's easier to remember the website.
No, when I first saw it, I saw the double meaning there. That was very, very cool. Yeah. Well, and a good call because it's very appropriate for what you do. So yeah, very cool. We do need to go ahead and wrap things up. Do you have any last words of wisdom for our listeners today?
Sure. I think what is really important to remember is that everyone is different and everyone has his own story. So if you have a certain picture of a successful trader in your mind, let it go. Because it will be not easy for you to follow the flow because you will be so fixated on where you have to be instead of being where you are. And you will keep resisting what is actually happening. And the more you do that, the more you set your mind on something, get fixated, the less you can follow the flow. And in the market situation, that would be the trend. So keep your eyes, your mind, and your heart open because that allows you to build the type of flexibility that will help you pivot when you need to. And then on the other hand, you will also need to build a solid system that will be your strength and that will help you to get through the difficult times when you, for example, take losses and start doubting yourself. And then when you have both strength and flexibility, then you have an edge. Because when you are flexible, then you can bend easily and don't break. When the market swings, you know, in all directions like a wind, you can then move easily with it. And when you are strong, then you don't break under the pressure that the market puts on you and you build even more resilience from it. So trading is more like a dance between the two. And if you learn the steps and let yourself follow the music, you can truly enjoy the experience. And as Bruce Lee said, be like water, my friend, powerful but flexible. Water takes the shape of anything that it enters. Whatever situation life puts you into, embrace it. Don't remain stiff. Be brave. Learn. Adapt. Stay at peace. You are stronger than your greatest fears.
Wow. Yeah, pretty good. Very cool. Well, Agnieszka, thank you for sharing all that you have today. Very worthwhile and enjoyable for sure. I also learned quite a bit. This has been good.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, yeah, indeed. And for everyone listening, you know, if any of this, you know, resonated with you today, definitely please do take action on it. Go ahead and reach out and to aheadcoach.com and, go ahead and initiate the contact, have the conversation with her. And if it sounds like something that will be helpful for you, act on it. Don't just listen and say, yeah, that was kind of cool, and then go back to everything if it's not really, going the way you want. Don't just, sit there. Go ahead and do something. And again, if this resonated with you, reach out to her. You can see you've had a chance to listen to her. She is very approachable. She definitely does care about her students and, will take good care of you. And it sounds like she's got a really excellent experience ahead for you, but that will help you in your trading and in your life in general. So definitely very cool. And that's it for this episode. Agnieszka, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Brent, for having me. I really enjoyed to be here.
Yeah, again. And we'll see everyone on the next episode of the Consistent Profits Podcast. Cheers. Thank you for joining us today on the Consistent Profits Podcast, brought to you by Inside Out Trading. If you enjoyed the show, make sure to subscribe on your favorite channel, and we'll see you on the next episode. Cheers.